Don't hang your hat on it. It's not about the millennium. Let's work about how we live now so that we can be there on the day of judgment at his right hand. You know, sometimes people are so busy studying prophecy and trying to figure out the events and what the movement of the nations are and who's going to make war with who. And they're watching the Middle East and they're watching the East and they're watching Asia and they want to know what the president's doing and they want to know what the politics are. And they got all their focus on all these things that will not profit them in the kingdom of God. That will not bring them one step closer to going out to meet the bridegroom. Will not put one more drop of oil in their reservoir vessel. It's foolishness. Let us rather pursue the things which will profit us in godliness, which will bring us a gain for that kingdom. So that when the kingdom comes, whatever the nature is, whatever the character of it is, whatever, how it works out with resurrection and non-resurrection, who's left over? Because I always think we got to reign over somebody. That's why I want to think that there's somehow going to be people surviving in the flesh into that kingdom to be reigned over. But what do I know? When I get there, I'll see it and be satisfied. It's not, I don't feel like, look, knowledge does not commend us to God. If I figure out the exact nature of the millennium, there isn't going to be an extra prize for me at the end. Look at, congratulations, you get the he figured out the millennium before it happened ribbon. You get the he figured out what nation would go to war against what nation during the tribulation ribbon. And he figured out who the identity of Magog is ribbon. And he's got all these little ribbons for all the little knowledge things he got. Good for you. Good for you. That's not what we want. It shouldn't be what we want. It's unnecessary. I don't need that. What I need is righteousness. What I need is holiness. What I need is godliness, peace, joy, long-suffering. I want the things that God has promised to those who would walk after Christ, those who would grow up into him. I want to obtain those things. That's what we need to focus on. We need to focus on getting there. We need to focus on attaining to the resurrection of the dead so that when Christ comes, if we are in the graves, we're going to stand up out of them alive. Or if we're on our feet alive in the world, we're going to be changed at the next moment. And what else do we need? We don't need to know what happens next. I certainly don't need to know. And that's why sometimes the character of those things is a bit confusing. You know, you read stuff in Revelation. You read stuff in the book of Ezekiel. You read stuff, hints at it in the book of Isaiah. Hints at it in the Gospels. Hints at it here. Hints at it there. But those hints are hints. And you'll only really know once you get there. It's a hope. The kingdom of God is something we look for. The kingdom I want to build up right now is the kingdom within me. That's the only one I can see. That's the only one I can lay hold on. I can't lay on the kingdom that is to come. When the kingdom shall sit down on his throne, when the king has come, I can't lay hold on that yet. But I can lay hold and put him on the throne in my heart by the power of God and by the faith of God, because his divine power has given me all things that pertain to life and godliness. And this we will do if God permits.